Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think the government's planning a hoax alien invasion. So they're setting us up.
You think so?
They leaked some things, and then they're like, disclosure. Now there's fucking weird balloons. Now we're going to the moon. I mean, it's just like they're setting it up for a hoax alien invasion so that we all have to do New World Order shit.
Welcome to the Shit They Do Not Tell You About podcast.
Hello, I'm Nikki Limo.
And my name is Stephen Green.
And it's Shit They Don't Tell You.
And today we are discussing one of my favorite topics, and it is about aliens. Don't turn it off.
I thought you were going to say crypto, but you said aliens. Now you got my attention.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
No, look, this is one of those stories that I think is so interesting that I don't know that I can even believe that it actually happened because it's so wild and out there.
Some may say it didn't happen, but it could have happened.
It could have happened.
Yeah.
But the idea that actual human beings went through this, did this, experienced this, it's too unfathomable for my little brain, I think, to understand. And yeah. So I just refuse to believe that it's true.
So are you approaching this like this is just a fictional story, or do you think that it actually might be true?
I have honestly no earthly idea. You like how I did that? But I think it's fascinating.
Okay.
And as a storyteller and all that kind of stuff, like I love stories and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like it's a fascinating conspiracy.
I like fascinating. So the part that makes it fascinating for me is all the parts that could be true.
Yes.
Okay.
And well, we'll get to it. So okay. It's called Project Serpo.
Yeah, let's not hype it up and not tell them what's about.
Have you heard about Project Serpo?
I've heard that name before, but I can't recall the actual story involved. Maybe as you go along, I will remember.
So Serpo is a planet. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I think I may have heard this story.
Serpo's a planet. Yeah. It's in the Zeta Reticuli star system, which is.
And that's facts?
Heavy in UFO lore. I don't think that's facts. I don't think that they know that there's a planet there or whatever.
Okay, we don't know. I don't know if Serpo actually exists.
But we know that there is a Zeta Reticuli star system. You can actually see it.
Yeah.
If you're in a certain place at a certain time of night, you can see it like with your own eyes.
I think K-Pax was from there.
Exactly. It's like heavy, heavy, heavy in UFO lore.
Yeah.
Zeta Reticuli star system is binary star system. Mm-hmm. Bob Lazar talked about it too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's heavy, deep.
It seems like there could fathomably be life on a planet in that star system.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we don't know. I mean, who the hell knows?
We don't know, yeah.
Right. But the fascinating thing is that, after Roswell, there were apparently two crashes at Roswell. Okay.
Okay.
And we obviously recovered like some
craft,
some kind of craft. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was, we recovered it. And there was an incident that happened around that time. And that is where Project Serpo begins.
Has the government admitted that we found a craft now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's anonymous sources inside the government who say that we recovered a craft.
Mm-hmm.
And that we've had multiple craft over the years. That was in a New York Times article that we discussed on this program.
Oh, and Bob Lazar said
Bob
he was
Lazar talked about this
he was
like
hired
30 years
to
ago.
Reverse engineer some of those crafts.
Yes.
Yes.
And then it was later brought up in the New York Times article that we discussed, I think, 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
About disclosure.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Well, I know they disclosed a bunch of shit. I just wasn't sure.
They disclosed that there's UAPs, that they call them, right? Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And that we don't know what the hell they are. And that there's just some instances that they cannot explain. And so there's no way that they could just say, we know what this is. But we know it's some kind of advanced.
Or they changed the name from UFO to UAP.
Exactly. It's all branding.
Sounds like WAP now.
I know, right?
Unidentified ass pussy.
So there was a crash, right? It involved two extraterrestrial aircraft. And this team reports the crash to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department. A deputy arrives the next day. This is in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
A deputy arrives the next day and summons a state police officer. And they found a live entity, which they called EBE, or extraterrestrial biological entity. It was like hiding behind a rock.
Uh-huh.
The entity was given water. The entity declined food and was later trans referred to Los Alamos National Labs. The information eventually went to the Roswell Army Airfield, and the site got examined. They removed all the evidence. They started to transport, you know, the craft eventually to Ohio. Okay. First, they brought it to Roswell, then they bring it to Ohio. There was also alien bodies that were recovered there that they moved to a refrigeration place in Wrightfield.
So they could do like an autopsy or something?
Yeah, well, so they could study the bodies, exactly.
When I was little, I remember watching this thing on TV called Alien Autopsy, and it looked really real, but like, why would they show that?
You know? Well, it wasn't. That was like a known hoax.
Okay, well, anyway, I saw it as a kid.
It was a ratings bonanza, though.
Okay.
I saw it, too.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. So check this out.
Okay.
The live entity established communications with them and provided them with a location to his home planet. The entity remained alive. So this is 1946.
Okay.
It remained alive till 1952 when he died. But before his death, he provided us with a full explanation of items found inside the crafts. One was a communications device.
Wait, who died? The alien?
The alien died.
Okay. On Earth?
Yeah, on Earth.
Okay.
He was trying to, he made contact with his planet with this communication device.
Oh, it was like E.T. phone home. It's like E.T. phone home. He couldn't phone home. And
but
they
it's like 20, 30 years before E.T. phone home.
Well, maybe they based it off that.
Right. So then they say in 1965, they established an exchange program with the aliens, which is a hilarious thing to say out loud. They carefully selected 12 military personnel. They say 10 men and 2 women. There's a lot of debate about it like with this particular topic.
Yeah.
That they say there was no women sent. Some people say there was more women sent. I don't know why everyone gets hung up on it.
On this detail? Yeah, it's such a weird detail to get hung up on.
But as I was researching this, like there's like a bunch of like ex-colonels and shit or whatever.
Like why does it matter?
I don't know. So then, you know, they get trained, they get vetted, and then they get removed from the military system. Right, so like, you don't exist in the military anymore. Your names are wiped from all the databases.
Right, you never existed.
You don't exist.
You don't have a social security number.
I don't know about that, but they definitely are removed from the military.
Okay, I thought they were removed altogether, but okay.
I mean, it's way sicker that they are removed altogether.
Yeah, because now you have to create a whole new backstory.
So after these people are vetted,
uh-huh.
They are taken to a northern part of the Nevada test site, where aliens landed and the 12 Americans boarded the craft and left. So one of the EBEs got left on Earth while we sent 12 human beings to their home planet.
Why do you call them EBEs? What is that?
Extraterrestrial biological entities. EBE.
Oh, so not ETs anymore. Why they change all the freaking acronyms?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. Okay, so they left one of their own and then traded for humans?
Yeah.
Okay.
12 humans so that we could research their home planet and like how they do stuff.
Okay.
And then the
aliens...
And they
can research our planet?
Yo, they wanted to check out how we're making all these video games and
stuff. I feel like they could have researched our planet anyway. Like, we don't get to set permissions. They have like all the advancements.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
They don't need to even make this negotiation.
This is like us trading humans with hamsters.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, hamsters, you have...
You got a human.
Yeah, we all sacrifice ourselves in order for you to come.
Do you think the human who's stuck with the hamsters is just like, God damn it, dude. Like... It's a punishment.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, this why
guy,
would they agree to do
he
that?
He has to sit with us and like, that sucks.
Although, okay, I will say that like this one like little tidbit and like, I'm sure there's like 1,000 ways this is debunked or justified, but we really did like advance technology at a very rapid pace around right after this time. Like,
yeah.
For like how, like.
We got the microchips, we got lasers, and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, like crazy advancements in technology, like at a rapid pace, and then nothing after that. Like, it just kind of like a rapid burst and then nothing.
Think about how video games was.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo 64.
Like, we don't even have flying cars.
Exactly.
The fuck?
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the aliens take the 12 human beings.
Yeah.
On a 9-month trip. So, you know, a lot of the things that we hear about the craft is that they can just, like, go instantly wherever the hell they want.
Yeah.
But apparently this took 9 months to go to the Zeta Reticuli star system, weird. Which is, like, 30-something light years from the planet Earth.
Okay, maybe they're, like, behind other planets. I know, like, right? They're, like, barely more advanced than us then.
Right?
Like, why can't they intergalactic space travel really
like
fast?
Like, quick. Like, nine months?
9 months is, like, so long.
Apparently, there was enough room in the craft so that, like, the astronauts could, like, work out and stuff like that.
Huh.
And it was, like, purely illuminated from all angles, but they didn't know where the light source was coming from. It's very similar to how Bob Lazar described it, how it was, like, injection molded.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're saying it was, like, there's just no, they don't see how it was made. It was grown or, like, 3D printed or some shit.
How the light source was made?
No, the housing for the,
oh, the housing.
UFO, the inside okay. of the UFO, yeah.
Because there's no, like, seams and, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
To, yeah, okay.
And then, so then, a couple things went wrong.
Oh, shit.
The 12 people remained at projects or at SERPO, which is the planet, right? They uh-huh. they go to SERPO.
Yeah.
And apparently one of the astronauts, I guess I'll call him, I don't know what else to call him.
Yeah.
Died. He had some kind of normal problem that just he couldn't adjust to their atmosphere because apparently it's very hot.
Okay.
It's like a desert planet. They described it like Arizona or like.
Oh, maybe that's why they land in Nevada and Arizona all the time. Like Sedona and Nevada like have
it.
Like the highest concentration of UFO landings and sightings and all kinds of shit. Maybe because it's like their planet.
I didn't even think of that. That's such a good point.
Yeah. Maybe they only have they only come during the summer? I feel like they'd only like visit during the summer.
But that's like we live in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And like we go vacation in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you do that? You already live.
Well, what if they're not here for vacation?
I just want to check out something like different. It's like going, like, why would you go to where you already?
No, I'm saying maybe they can't handle it.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Like, true. Maybe, like, if it goes below a certain degree, like it's like us going to like negative 100 degree weather or something. Like, it's not comfortable.
True. So, two human beings end up dying on SERPO.
Oh, not just one guy, two?
Yeah, two.
Okay.
So, like, just to get through this real quick, right?
Yeah.
The 12 people, they come back a decade later.
Oh, okay.
Right?
But not, wait, 12?
But, okay. Yeah, so they don't all come back, but
the ones that
the
remain.
The craft comes back a decade later, okay. Lands in the same spot that they left.
Okay.
And then they find that, like, two people are not there anymore.
Okay.
And then there was actually two more people who chose to just remain on SERPO.
Oh.
They didn't want to come home.
Hmm. Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, maybe they made little alien babies out there.
Who
like
knows?
They found an alien mistress. EBT, sorry.
So after they get back, they get isolated from 1978 until 1984 at various military installations. They wanted to make sure that like when the astronauts got back from the moon,
mm-hmm.
they got isolated for like, I think it was 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And they basically put them in a locked container with mice. And if the mice survived, then they were going to be able to be let go.
What if they didn't survive? What, like, did you just shoot them or something?
I don't know.
But, what the
Yeah, Michael Collins, who was the third man during the Apollo 11 mission, he was the guy who was up in the orbiter,
uh-huh.
whose job was to bring them home.
Yeah.
He described it as like, he's like, yeah, we went in there and we were looking at these mice every day, like hoping that we could see our families, basically.
What the fuck? Like, what would they have done if, like, the mice died? Like, is it just you're just detained here forever?
I don't know, but they didn't. And so, therefore, Michael Collins says that he loves those mice because he got to
That's
see his
scary
kids
as shit. Did they agree to that before they went to the moon?
I think so. I think it's all part of the plan.
Wow. Astronauts is crazy.
Also, crazy story, too, about Apollo 11.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the chance that there was obviously a chance that the like Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong wouldn't come home because of some kind of malfunction and so Michael Collins had like a manual around his neck the whole time that included like, okay, so now you're going to abandon them and you're going to slingshot around the moon and come home on your own.
Oh my God.
Is that wild?
That's so crazy.
And like knowing that they would even still be alive on the moon, but like there's no way to recover them. And so he just has to go home.
Oh my, I have chills. Like isn't that's crazy? Like so scary.
It's crazy.
You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut because of Berenstain Bears Go to the Moon. And they were like jump and it's like so fun. A magic school bus went there and like it's so fun. And I was like, I don't do that. I want to jump really high and it's so fun. And this kid was like, yeah, but you know, if like you were, if you like, if something happens and you run out of oxygen, you die on the moon. And I was like, oh,
damn.
Never mind. I don't want to go.
I know, right?
Crushed my dreams. So I became a YouTuber instead.
Exactly. Okay. So that's kind of the summation of every, of like the story, right? Now we can get into detail stuff.
Yeah. That's not a fascinating story.
Well, it's crazy to think that that actually happened.
Sure. But like, sell me on it.
Okay. Well, I don't think I'm going to sell you on it.
Okay.
Because it's just fucking crazy, right?
Okay.
So when they're on the planet, like I said, it's like Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
They said that it has two suns.
Yeah.
So it's like always bright out.
Maybe that's why they named that one city Tucson, Arizona.
Jesus Christ, Nikki. You're actually making better points than I am. The planet was tilted, which allowed the northern part of the planet to be cooler. So like when they were living there.
Yeah.
They found that we'll call them the aliens, okay? I don't know what else to call
them. Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's better than trying to keep up with all the letters.
So they were living like primitively. Like they have these like advanced craft, they go all the way across like the galaxy quickly, but then they live like hipsters.
See, that's what I'm saying. What if they're like not very advanced? Maybe they got banished, like you know when they sent all the criminals to Australia and like from England? Yeah. Like what if they're just like a not very advanced race of aliens. Like they drove here in their like 86 Chevy and like 2023.
But
like,
we don't know.
And like they don't have air conditioning in their car even. And they like, we're like, whoa, yeah. We don't even have cars yet. So that's crazy.
But it's like their Winnebago.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. So it took several months for the humans to adjust to the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And during the adjustment period, they had headaches. The dizziness.
So they're just like on a commune on Serpo?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, and they say that they were taking photos of things.
Yeah.
But the only things that the aliens wouldn't let them take pictures of is with their kids.
Oh, okay.
So like don't take pictures of our kids. Like okay. They had like alien.
That's fair.
Yeah, they had like
they don't want their
alien
kids to be exploited.
They had like a, I don't know what you call it, a guide or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, come over here, dude. Don't
maybe
fucking do that.
You know, maybe people should take note. Like maybe they had a whole social media thing where kids were being exploited and they learned and they adjusted and like we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, like they did kid vlogs and like
yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, whoa, this fucked
like, well,
kids
it really
up.
Fucks kids up. And it traumatizes them.
We know this from thousands of years of research. Yeah. Yeah. So then, you know, they had sunglasses, but they still had so much bright sunlight because two suns.
Yeah.
That they, and the radiation levels were higher than Earth. And they were very careful to make sure their bodies were covered up because of all the radiation.
Gotcha.
The Ebens had no forms of refrigeration except in industry. The temperature of the planet at the center portion stayed between 94 degrees and 115 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wait, where? What did you just say?
They had the temperature of the planet
yeah.
at the center
okay.
was between 94 degrees and 115 degrees.
Okay.
So it's like where our equator is.
What would you say industry?
I said they had no forms of refrigeration except in industry.
What do you mean in industry?
So like it wasn't for like personal use.
Oh, okay.
They could do that, but they weren't using that shit.
Like industrially, like they used it for like.
They don't like freezing meat in their house.
Okay.
Like they're doing that. They do stuff with cold stuff for other things.
Oh, okay. So what did they eat?
So they eat like wafers basically.
Oh,
like they eat, they
like
drink
when you go to
water.
Communion and you take the body of Christ.
Yeah, apparently, like tastes like nothing. Like it tastes whack. They thought like the scientists were like not vibing with the food either.
Mm.
Like they were, they had gastrointestinal problems for a while.
Mm.
But then when the aliens had them drink like this, like almost like Tang.
Uh huh.
Like they said that they felt better after. I know. I'm telling you, dude. Who's gonna believe this fucking story?
Well, so were the humans there to like teach the aliens about agriculture? Like what?
I know, right?
Like,
no, they
what?
Were no. So the aliens just let them live there and do whatever the fuck they wanted. So like huh. they weren't Like, it's not like the aliens are asking us questions.
Wait, were the aliens like, whoa, we've never seen humans before. This is crazy. Like, they were they
like. I assume
like,
it was like when I stepped off the plane in Taiwan and people were taking pictures of me.
Okay, and but like, that's like, what I'm saying. Like,
white, tall dude.
They
maybe
seem
he's
a little too
player.
Comfortable and used to people. They're not like trying to. I'm so. Like, if that happened, like, picture that happening on Earth and then, like, everyone's just like, yeah, and there's aliens that live.
But what if they're so fucking smart and like they've been apparently they've been coming to Earth for 2,000 years?
Yeah.
So all of them are
just
used to us.
I'm saying maybe they're just used to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably too. They if they've been studying us for 2,000 years, we're probably boring.
It's kind of exciting to like, okay, imagine like we have been to gerbil planet before, hamster planet, but like they've never been to our planet. And now little cute hamsters are like playing on our planet, like sniffing around. Like, you know, when you bring home a new kitten, it's kind of cute to like watch them do stuff and figure shit out.
How long would we think it's cool for though? Because like we went to the moon and now nobody gives a shit anymore.
Well, I mean, because we had to stop going. And
like you could say that
stupid.
We're launching a moon mission tomorrow and like barely anyone would even watch it.
I think that would be pretty sick.
I think it'd be sick too.
But like it's but just, I'm a different person. They made us stop thinking about it because they're like, we're not doing it anymore. Actually, NASA said we lost the technology to do that. So what does that mean? I don't know. But that's
what
they said. That's what they said. There's
no,
an interview.
They were unfunded.
No, Google it. There's a guy at NASA, one of the, I don't remember his name, but Google it. There's an interview. Like, no, he says we don't have that technology anymore.
He's like, can wipe the hard drive.
He said that.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a, Google it right now, people listening, if you're still listening to this episode. But like NASA, in an interview, they said we no longer have the technology to do that. And maybe he meant like it got rusted and they don't have the technology to like build it again. I don't know. But he said that they lost straight up. They lost the technology to go to the moon.
Well, we're going back in like 2 years. So apparently they found it again. So there you go. Okay. It is weird that we haven't been there in like 50 years.
I think the government's planning a hoax alien invasion. So they're setting us up.
You think so?
They leaked some things and then they're like disclosure. Now there's fucking weird balloons. Now we're going to the moon. I mean, it's just like they're setting it up for a hoax alien invasion so that we all have to do New World Order shit. So
you don't think
that.
It's kind of reruns though?
No, because like people are stupid. Like it's just like how like a bunch of TikToker people are doing Jim Carrey impressions and like this new generation never watched Jim Carrey, so they don't know.
That's true.
So it's like it's not reruns to us.
Right.
Like, we weren't around in the 60s when they were doing all this government CIA shit, so...
Yeah, at least they're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, at least they're not doing it anymore.
Thank God.
No, watch. Between the next 2 to 5 years, it's going to be a hoax alien invasion. It makes all the people come together and be like, government, please save us. And then we're all fucking slaves to the government.
Mickey's on that good shit right now.
I got my tinfoil hat
on.
Yeah,
Mickey's
on the
good
stuff. You think I don't have a tinfoil hat right now? You're fucking tripping.
I love it.
Anyway, I make way more sense than this Project Serpo nonsense. Let's go.
So the team relocated to like the northern area of the planet because like they're like, fuck this noise. Like we want to go where it's a little cooler.
Yeah.
And there was more vegetation.
Okay. So they do have vegetation there.
They do have vegetation. The aliens don't eat meat. And they have these giant beasts, and apparently the aliens like let us kill one of their beasts to eat it, but they were really confused about it the whole time, and they were like, well, you guys are fucking weird.
Yeah, I'd be weirded out if I...
because they don't eat me.
Yeah, if I'd never seen someone kill an animal to consume its flesh, I'd be pretty weirded out if they did that in front of me.
So there were leaders, right? They observed leaders, but no real form of government, and like all the aliens were just given shit, like when they're, you know, you're just given all the things that you would need.
So it is like socialism, communism.
It is. Okay. But like, I think they have access to so much resources that they're just like.
You just don't need it. Yeah.
So here you go.
Yeah. I mean, I had.
It's like Star Trek's.
When we did the like evolution of cult of what's it called? Civilizations. Mm-hmm. We did that episode on like those seven levels of civilization advancements. Like there is a point where everyone's taken care of. Everyone's needs are taken care of because, like, we don't need to profit off of anything because we're out exploring other galaxies.
If energy is, like, free and infinite, then, yeah, you really don't need
to
worry about shit.
That's why the government is keeping
secret.
Energy, so, yeah. Destroying any technologies that would make energy free.
Love it.
Cause how else is it going to make us slaves?
Love it.
Exactly.
Okay, so they had an army, which also acted as a police force. The humans observed no crimes, really. They didn't see like any kind of turmoil amongst the creatures.
Okay. boring.
No guns, no weapons. I know it's super like a
aliens
Buddhist
temple. Aliens are just like just really good boys and girls and just like go and play with Play-Doh all day. What do they do? What do they do all day?
So there's a big tower that's like 300 feet up in the air or some shit.
Yeah.
And they use it to kind of tell time. And when this like light from the suns hits it at a certain point, they like change shit up.
What do you mean change shit
up? So like they start working on stuff and then like, or they'll start resting. Because like we sleep for like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. These little motherfuckers, they like chill for like 3 hours.
Oh.
They just kind of chill. But it was tough to determine how long everything was going on for because we had no way to tell time when we were there. All of our instruments were all fucked. Like when it comes to telling time.
Right.
And they had these two suns.
Yeah. So like, it's always daytime.
Yeah. So they said the planet had an unusual orbit and it was really difficult to track like how long things went on for.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you have any info on like what they worked on? Like when they worked on shit, like the aliens, like what they, like, I just want to know how did they spend their time? Cause it's like right now, as much as it sucks to like have to work and pay bills and like blah, 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 and like continue to hustle to survive, it's like at least you know what you're like, why you're doing something. Like you're doing it to make money so that you can pay for food. Like there's a whole ecosystem going on about like what makes you get up in the morning. I'm curious on like if everything, and I have been curious about this, like if everyone's needs were taken care of, would like, are they doing art? Like are they, I always thought that maybe advanced civilizations that had everything taken care of, they'd be doing like a lot more art and creativity shit. Like
yeah, I don't know that they even do any of that.
Like what do they do?
Well, like imagine like if human beings didn't have this selfish need to entertain ourselves.
Yeah.
Like what if we were evolved to the point where we don't need to do that and we could just like kick ass for like our civilization?
Well, what does kick ass mean?
Well, like progressing things, like working on stuff. Like if you're a scientist, right? And let's say you kick ass at sciencing.
Yeah.
And you're working on cures. But then you get bored sometimes and you got to go watch Netflix or some shit.
Yeah.
What if you didn't have to do that anymore?
I see.
What if you could like 24/7, 365, every time you have
like
your attention.
Like when you're passionate about something.
Yeah. And you don't have to stress about shit. Like there are scientists who have to stress grants. Like my brother-in-law has to stress about grant money and
well,
shit
yeah,
like that.
Well, yeah, that part, that's what I'm saying. That part's removed. But I'm saying like, what, like, do they not get bored by the same thing? Or do they have hobbies?
I think if you left some of these guys alone, they would just do science all day long.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So like, now they don't have to worry about anything. They can just science it all
up.
It's
a very neurodiverse planet.
I suppose.
Okay.
Okay, so Serpo was estimated to be about 3 billion years old. The two suns were about 5 billion years old. The civilization, the Ebes, they call them Ebens.
Okay.
So there's the Greys and there's the Ebens, right? We all know about the Greys.
Yeah.
We've talked about the Greys many times.
Those guys are assholes.
Apparently they're from Alpha Centauri.
Okay. Well, they're the ones that like to probe the humans. They just treat us like science projects.
Yeah. They make us jerk off into silver dishes and stuff like that.
No, more than that.
Well, that's...
They probe your asshole with a giant metal thing.
That too. A significant amount of it is like, they asked me to jerk off into a silver dish.
Yeah. And then like the females are like... Yeah, like I have a half alien child somewhere. Like
baby.
I had to give birth.
They tore it from my arms.
Yeah.
They evolved apparently from another planet, not on Serpo. The original home planet of the Ebens was threatened with extreme volcanic activity, and the Ebens had to relocate to Serpo in order to protect their civilization. This happened about 5,000 years ago.
Mm.
The Ebens had a great interplanetary battle with another race about 3,000 years ago. So this is all the history stuff that they learned while they were on Serpo.
On Serpo school, yeah.
In Serpo school, thank you. The Ebens, during this battle, they lost many thousands of their people. And they completely eliminated all their enemies, and they haven't fought another war since. So they have been space travelers for about 2,000 years. They first visited Earth, like I said, 2,000 years ago.
Oh. So wait, when they had visited, it was like Jesus times.
Yeah, it's like Jesus walking around in sandals and or I think he had Crocs.
He probably had Crocs, yeah.
Yeah, and then
be historically accurate.
Yeah, because they had a lot of water back then, so he was walking
around
with Crocs.
And he was walking on water. He was walking on top of the water.
Yeah, exactly.
With Crocs.
But yeah, so that's approximately when they would have been here. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so like it's kind of weird because like they come back 2,000 years later and it's like shit's changed.
It has.
Yeah.
So apparently they keep their population pretty limited. It's about 650,000 Ebens.
How do they keep it limited?
I guess they have a very structured civilization. Each male has a mate already. They're allowed to...
Like assigned?
I think so.
So it's like assigned
marriages? And they're allowed to reproduce. And they, apparently they kind of fuck like we do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Ebens.
What do they look like? Do they look like the little grays or they look like more people like...
They look similar to the grays to me. I can't tell the fucking difference between them and the grays, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're only allowed to have a certain number of kids, like the old China, one China,
okay.
One kid per couple policy. Apparently they never saw a family with more than two kids. The civilization was structured so that they planned the birth of each and every child and they spaced them apart to allow proper social grouping, like totally managed. But like I said,
so there's like no soul.
I don't know. Like, there's no self-determinism.
There's no soul. I bet they don't have jazz music on Serpo. Because there's no soul.
They do have jazz music.
Like, where? This is just so mechanical. It makes me depressed, to be honest.
Right?
To think of a world like that. But, like, I'm sure they don't have the same emotional spectrum, because, like... That sounds so depressing.
Well, when is evolving devolving? Because it's like you can almost go to a certain point and then...
It depends, I guess, on what the point of, like, the goal of the species is. Is it to, you know, be as efficient as possible at building things to get to the next planet? Or, like, I mean, because if you only have a finite amount of resources, so I guess keeping the population low makes sense, especially if you're like... All right, we don't know if we can relocate to another planet. So it's not like, I mean, you evolve based off of your environment, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if like we're more evolved or they're more evolved, but like I just think that it just feels soulless as a human being to operate that way.
What do you think so far about this story? Does this sound just completely and utterly nuts to you?
I'm trying to suspend disbelief.
Yeah.
So in order to give it a fair shot. But it doesn't sound, I mean, I guess more details would make it sound more legitimate, like knowing exactly how they, like what their mission was, what the point of like all the details of that.
I guess my thing about this, as we approach this break here.
Yeah.
Is it's one of those things where I'm like, the more I hear about, the more it just sounds like something that a human being just completely made up.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I'm hearing about shit and like how shit works.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we were able to break down the propulsion system and we can do anti-grav or whatever.
So that's what I'm saying is that like, okay, well, we're going to go on a break. But when we come back, I'm going to list my qualms
and how
they can adjust to make the story a little bit better or more believable. Edits. Yeah.
You have edits.
I have edits for them. And notes. Some editor's notes.
Okay. We'll be right back. Buy what we tell you to buy. Also, it helps the show so much if you check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/sticky.
STIKKI.
We do monthly free roll poker tournaments. I do Crypto Corner every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
We do a live stream once a month.
You can get the show a day early.
And we have an awesome Discord community, the best on the earth.
Yes.
Maybe in the galaxy, because it doesn't sound like they have pretty very cool Discords on Serpo. So
no, they probably don't even have it.
So yeah, pretty much the best one. See you when we come back from the break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blythe.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
All right, yeah. So here are some of my qualms starting. Well, I don't know exactly how many I have, but right away, when you're saying like you don't have this detailed information, like they're there for 10 years and they didn't keep a log, like a detailed log. Like even when Captain Cook was like exploring the Americas or wherever he went and explored, I'm not a big history buff, but all these like old captains, explorers, Spanish explorers, all these people, they kept very detailed logs. What's that guy's name? Our favorite Admiral Byrd.
Yeah.
When he was like flying around the fucking world, discovering new territories, he kept extremely detailed logs of every place he visited, the people that were there, what they did, how they did things, if they had a religion, if they were spiritual, what their customs were. Like everything was very logged. So how can either A, they didn't log it, B, they did log it, they're not allowed to disclose it, or C, it never happened. So that's one thing that I think is like sus.
Yeah, it's super. Well, apparently too, they even contracted Carl Sagan to like look at some of their data when they got back.
Yeah.
And that he was initially like, yo, this is fucking a whack story.
Yeah.
But then apparently like he started getting swayed, they say. Because apparently there's like 3,000 pages of documents. But
wait, what? So you missed that part?
Well, no, I'm just saying like as I break this information down.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there that's like, hey, here's your irrefutable evidence or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very like, well, there's more documents that will probably have details about that, but I can't find them.
What do you mean you can't find them? You can't find them?
I can't find them.
So maybe the...
So they say there's documents.
Maybe B, they can't disclose it then. Is the 3,000 page document available to the public?
No, exactly.
So there is...
But there's a hell of a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
At least it's good to know that they have them.
They have them, but like as I'm looking at this shit, I'm like, where is the meat?
Uh-huh.
Like where's the good shit? Like it's just very... like. If this is a top secret program, right, that got leaked.
Yeah. How did it get leaked? That's the other question I want to know.
It just started appearing online.
Like anonymously?
Yeah. It started appearing online.
Okay.
And there's some, you know, people who claim to be ex-government officials who confirm it, but nobody fucking knows, right?
Yeah.
Like, is that just a hoaxer?
So it's all sus.
It's all
also,
sus.
When you throw in the fact that there was like a whole Disinformation Act or whatever.
Well, yeah, Richard Doty's tied to this too.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Richard Doty's tied to this too. Okay. It was part of the Office of Naval Intelligence.
Uh-huh.
And he has been major figure in the UFO community for many years because he was part of a disinformation campaign.
So he claims? Yes.
Well, no. He claims, but he also drove this dude fucking batshit bananas.
Yeah.
And like owned it. So.
What's his name?
Oh, man. I can't remember the guy's name on the top of my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, sad story.
Mm-hmm.
They basically like tricked him, made him think that he was looking at alien stuff.
Yeah, but they were
fucking with him.
Yeah, they were intercepting radio signals.
And they were
and
actually
stuff.
Doing this to him.
Yeah.
Like because they thought that maybe he was working for the Russians.
Yeah.
Crazy story. We've talked about that in the past as well. But yeah, no. So as I look through this particular story, like you want to have something that just suspends disbelief and you're like, we have 3,000 pages of documents. We went there for a decade.
Yeah.
We can't give you something.
Here's
that's
what
like,
we did on a day-to-day basis. Here's what we studied. Here are like part of their plant
here's
life.
Here's a fucking tool that we recovered.
Yeah.
And like it like makes shit go upside down or something. You know, something nuts.
Yeah.
There's nothing nuts. It's like we ate Nilla wafers
and
drank Tang.
So why even come out with your story then? It's like, what? Like, what did you go there for? Like, if you're not going to disclose the meat and potatoes, like, why disclose it at all?
To me, it's like I'm reading like someone's like student film, and I'm like, this is pretty unimaginative.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, it's like a good idea for a story, but then you're not like really giving.
Are people
going
to light us up in the comments? Like, there actually is like a lot of details.
No, there is a lot of details out there, but I'm just saying nothing that like suspends disbelief and makes you go, holy shit! Well, there you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I could spend a lot of time just sitting here going, and then the Ebens, like they have sex like we do. And it's like, cool, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's like nothing like, banana balls.
I think when I heard this story, and it was a while ago, I also heard that, like, so there's two astronauts that didn't survive the initial travel, the 9-month journey. And so when they got there, they were promised that the astronauts could have the bodies of those two people to give them a proper burial. But the Ebens took the bodies to go work on. They took them to, like, this place.
And they were making hybrids.
And they were making hybrids of all kinds of different
That's part of the story, like, too.
Grotesque creatures.
Yep.
You can talk about that part.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. I mean, the scientists were freaked out by it because they saw, you know, another part of this, too, is they, like, when Ebens give birth, like, the kid apparently ages really quickly.
Oh.
And so they were making hybrids with human beings and Ebens. And so they were, like, they were seeing, like, like Ebens, but with human hands and stuff like that.
Hebens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, one guy said it was, like, the most grotesque looking creatures he's ever seen in his life.
Yeah. And they communicated with them using, like, kind of sounds, but also sign language. But then the Ebens had some kind of translation unit when they were in Nevada to set up the deal about, like, human.
See, this is, like, a sus too, because, like, all the other alien stories, they just telepath it to you. They, like, talk to you in your brain.
I know. It's super. It's no, this is super.
This needs all over work. The place. It needs work.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Like, whoever designed this story, it needs work, or it doesn't need work. And I'm like, we're just stupid because, like, it's like Occam's razor, like, this, the simplest thing is true. Mm-hmm. Like, where they're like, no, this just really happened. Yeah. Like, you know?
When one of the people died, right?
Yeah.
The Ebens witnessed human beings crying.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, they were kind of showing themselves to be caring. So they stepped in and offered to attempt some sort of medical care. But the doctors were like, yo, this guy's dead. And they allowed the Ebens to try some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the Ebens transported the team member's body to a large building, and they used a large examination table to view the body, and they ran, like, this bluish green light beam over the body and watched a display that appeared on a large screen that looked like a television screen, and the readouts were written in Eben, so nobody knew what the hell they were, like, was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not able to do anything until they administered some liquid through a needle, and this was done several times, and then eventually the heart started beating.
Oh.
Yeah, so the doctors knew the internal organs of the body were damaged, but couldn't fully explain that to the Ebens. So the Ebens made a sign, placing both their hands on their chest and bowed their heads, and the team members knew that meant the body was dead. So they were able to, like, resuscitate the heart, but the body was dead and nothing could be done.
Oh. Huh.
Wild,
so
right?
So he was like in a coma?
It was like the body was dead, but they were able to, like, target certain organs and make them come alive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was one of the people who died.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Another part of the story that I find, it's like when you're watching Harry Potter's,
mm-hmm.
they're on a broomstick and they're playing Quidditch and, like, flying all over the place, and that takes some imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Apparently, on this planet called Serpo, where they took 9 months to travel there, and it's 30 fucking light years away from us.
Yeah.
The team witnessed the Ebens playing football.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, exactly like?
They said it was, wait, like, basically
real,
like,
real football or soccer?
Real football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Americans.
Exactly. No, they called it, they didn't say what it was called, but the Ebens were playing touch football. So I'm like,
well, I mean, it's like the Mayans played basketball there. They invented basketball or something. Like, so it's not like that far fetched that an ancient civilization or a very advanced civilization has the same sport that we do.
It came from somewhere.
They threw pick six in the first quarter.
Yeah. No, apparently the Ebens were replicating, watching the humans play.
Okay.
And then they were copying them. So like we would play softball or we would play football and then the Ebens would like copy us.
So Serpo's just North Korea.
Pretty much, yeah. Exactly.
It is exactly. You're just everything you described was North Korea besides the temperature.
They also like dancing.
Okay.
And like they would dance like in circles.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like this is just
so they
like
had music?
Some high schooler story.
They had music?
They had music, yeah. But it was like a bunch of tones.
Okay.
Which we always hear. Yeah, alien music is always tones, right? They can't like...
Can't dance to
that.
They
couldn't invent one instrument that's not tones.
I bet they can't dance very well. No soul.
But that's like how we invented electronic music, but we still use hella guitars and everything and pianos and everything.
Yeah.
Like we didn't just completely convert into electronic music like a sci-fi movie.
Right.
But that's how these stories tend to go. I don't know why.
Because, I mean, maybe they evolved out of emotions. Like, they don't have emotions. So, like, how can you connect and resonate to, like, certain types of music if you don't have emotions?
But if it's electronics, how do you... I mean, I guess you resonate more with that. Is that it?
What?
Why would they play music at all? Why would they dance at all?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they're a different level of consciousness. That, like, they don't have, like, the same emotional spectrum. So, like, they don't resonate with certain vibes. They can't vibe out to, like, some of our music.
Got it. Thank you, Nikki.
Do they sing?
No. They do not sing.
Can't sing. Can't even sing.
I know.
I don't know. I guess I would need more details. I think when I heard the story, there were some details that made me suspend disbelief a little bit. But then, yeah, there's just not enough that makes me go, oh, this definitely could have happened.
Right. That's the thing about it. And also, too, apparently they brought back a bunch of samples from the planet. But like they can't produce any of them, so that's nice.
Yeah,
you got a bunch of samples. Show us something. This is like the part of the Bob Lazar story that pisses me off is when Bob is like, "Hey, I got some of the Element 115. Don't even sweat it." And it's like, "Can we see it?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, no, you can't see it." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? I can't see it, dude. Just show it to us, and we're good. Like, just show us Element 115.
Yeah,
super heavy element." Has been produced in a quantifiable way in such a substantial way that you can hold it in your hand,
yeah.
Apparently, which by the way, when we use the polyhedron collider to shove these molecules together to actually capture 115, a little bit of it, it's so infinitesimally small. It's not significant. If Bob Lazar was able to produce a brick of 115, everyone would go, holy fuck.
I thought he said that like he can't produce it. They just left some.
He claims that he took some.
Oh, he took some?
He took some.
Oh.
And in the Jeremy Corbell documentary where they had the FBI member shows up at Bob Lazar's place all of a sudden after many, many years of this story being out there because Bob Lazar admitted to having some 115. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's why the FBI was there. We don't know. Maybe Bob's building a fucking bomb in his barn.
Yeah.
No, we don't know.
We don't know.
Like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But Bob said that he had some, so I'm like, just fucking show it to us, guys.
Just show us some
piece
of it.
This entire subject is so plagued by like, well, I have some, but I can't show you.
No, I know. I was listening to this one story about this like this alien guy, this guy that got abducted, and like there was like one other chick that he got abducted with, and they like he found her like years later, and like they're the only ones that know like the story or whatever, and apparently he has like half hybrid alien children out there that were trying to contact him, and like they'll show up every now and then and try to like contact him, and he got a picture of one, and but it disappeared off the camera. Like it disappeared.
And
off
now
the
we got
camera.
Ring doorbells up and out the ass.
Yeah,
you can just
no. They can disappear shit off of cameras.
It doesn't even take like $500 to set your property up with like 17 cameras.
No, I don't understand. See, that's why like. Like, there's a certain level. Like, I believe that there's enough planets in the fucking galaxy or, like, in the universe that there has to be, like, the chances of there being intelligent life. Like, there have to be. Like, there has to be, like, another planet that has intelligent life. But which stories are... And, like, there's all these UFOs, and I do believe that, like, maybe... There could have been an advanced civilization that's visited us, that has visited us. Maybe they even live in the center of the fucking Earth. I don't know. The Hollow Earth theory had way more cool details, impressive details.
I agree. Giants is way cooler.
Yeah, giants and stuff than this story. And but like, there hasn't been substantial evidence of any of it yet. So it's like all like a mystery. That makes it fun, but also it makes you go, damn, why can't y'all just give us like one little thing?
That's why, to me, it's all creative writing until we see something.
I will say though that like all the UFO formations, like the like hours and hours and hours of footage of UFOs that people have captured, from everything from pedestrians to like Navy people, like people in the military, high-ranking officials, like you have footage from all walks of life that have over the past 50 years, 70 years have submitted footage. So that's undeniable. There has to have been crafts. Where they're from, we don't know. Who is on them or banning them? Are they even manned? We don't know. Like there's all of that stuff. But I like to have a healthy level of skepticism.
Well, I like,
but I will entertain stories if you are able to like give me enough details.
I like how consistent the stories tend to be.
Yeah.
It's like you can see footage of people in the 50s even explaining UFOs the same way that the naval intelligence guys are explaining them now. And it's like the same shit. There's also a very early video that was taken. It's like, I think it's like the first video of a UFO that was taken.
Yeah.
On board a plane. So like this woman brought like this small little camera on a plane, and she was like just checking out the clouds and stuff like that, because like it's pretty remarkable to be on a plane and like all that stuff. And she gets a video of a UFO, and it's like the classic disc shape, but it has like almost like fins on the top and bottom.
Okay.
Of each side.
Yeah.
And you can see it, and it's really shitty grainy footage, obviously this is a very early camera, but you can see the UFO kind of rotate itself to the left, and then it kind of like fucking just gets smaller and smaller and smaller and disappears. And that's exactly what I saw in the 90s when we were moving to California. We saw this bright light in the sky, and it was just hanging there for like 15 minutes. And then all of a sudden, and there was not a cloud in the whole sky. All of a sudden, a cloud forms in a circle around the craft, and it sucks inside of itself, and it was gone.
Yeah.
And the cloud's gone, and it's gone. And just like,
that's crazy.
And your brain can't comprehend what you just saw. You're just like, what the fuck?
We don't have anything like that here.
Right. And my entire family saw it. My grandma saw it. My brothers and sister saw it. It was wild.
Wow.
Yeah, it was sick. But that's the same shit as like, I see that video and I'm like, dude, that's exactly what I saw. Except there was no smoke around it. It was just like fucking gone.
Yeah. Well, that's how Bob Lazar explained intergalactic travel too, was that it like creates its own gravity. Not like the planet's gravity, but there's like a B gravity that it pulls time and space together with the point that it's going to. So like instead of having to travel this amount of distance, 9 months of distance,
it folds space-time in half.
Yeah, by creating enough gravity around it, and it's like a donut shape envelops it and sucks it into wherever they're directing it to go. That's how he described it.
Right.
Yeah, which I thought was fascinating. And those, you're saying like those stories all line up together, so that makes things go, that's kind of cool. Yes. Like when there's consistencies across all these different stories. Another consistency that I see like with abductee stories or even like encounter stories is that they communicated telepathically. And the way that people are retelling the stories, I've studied acting for a long time, and the way people talk about this stuff, like they're not acting. They're not trained actors. They're recalling memory like the way that people recall memory.
And if they are actors, they're masters.
If they are actors, why haven't they been in any like Oscar films? Because they should get an Oscar for their performances.
Like some Daniel Day-Lewis is out there.
Yeah. Or maybe they are the aliens doing a performance down here.
You never know. Misinformation's wild. Misinformation's also wild too. So they could just be plants.
Yeah.
Like we just don't know. So, but no, there's another thing too about that entire era, which is for some reason the aliens seem to be obsessed with us not having nuclear weapons.
Yeah. And that's another consistency.
Yeah. And so you constantly see that undercurrent.
There was that time where like there was like this footage of a craft hovering above nuclear test sites, and all of those missiles became defunct.
Yeah. And that was part of what has been leaking out from government sources over the last couple of years is that every time there's a lot of involvement in nuclear facilities with alien, quote unquote, like or unidentified craft, like interaction.
So I will say there's like some really interesting parts that I find believable, like how that lines up with Admiral Byrd's story of him going and meeting this alien race that live inside the Earth, because he was not a like woo-woo creative guy. He was a very like stern military high-ranking official, like not the type to just make up stories. And he said that he met like this race of people who said that they've been living here for a long time and like that this nuclear stuff has to go, and they sent him back with that message, like we need to stop using nuclear weapons because it's destroying like their ecosystem or whatever down there. So that like that's crazy to me, like that all the type of this person's backstory, how detailed they are with all their logs, how many things they did to become a high ranking official, like very strict work ethic, how he writes about being silenced, like, and that's that stuff is very fascinating in a believable way to me. So I mean, I don't know if there's people on the center of the Earth. I don't know. I don't really know what I believe, but I just think that that those type of details make something believable.
Well, also part of any disinformation campaign is giving some truth. So like, you know, Admiral Byrd's story, we know the story that we know that we find really interesting about it came from, I think his kid recovered a diary from his attic or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So it was like this diary in particular is the juicy one.
Yeah.
But do we know for sure that it's Admiral Byrd's shit? Like, do we know for sure that he's saying all that stuff? That's the part of it that like I said, any good disinformation campaign, you give some truth, but with like, or it could be total bullshit, but with some truth in it. And like so we're talking about nuclear stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
And The Day the Earth Stood Still, which is like a very early like movie, like one of the like early alien movies, right?
Yeah.
The message of that is no, don't do fucking crazy shit like with technology. Like, don't blow yourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing there. Like, so, you know, you have Area 51, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had Area 51 references all throughout the 90s and all kinds of different movies and stuff like that. And it just makes the talk about Area 51 seem hokey.
Yeah.
So now when you talk about Area 51, everyone's like, yeah, whatever, alien, like green men guy and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
But it definitely, like, because they integrate that stuff so well into Hollywood stuff and just fantastical stories. Yeah,
we associate it with, like,
Fantastical stories. Bullshit. It's all fake. Little green men. And like, how many newscasts have we watched over the years where it opens up with like, is there life out there, Carol? And then they play the X-Files theme song. Yeah. And like, they're just making fun of the subject matter before you get to hear the first minute of it. So that part of it, I always found sus.
Well, the green ones are fiction. They're because the aliens are gray and everyone knows that.
Exactly.
So cut over yourself.
Yep. But like the Phoenix Lights, people were like, thousands of people were like, yo, this is like not just separate lights. This is a one craft. It's obfuscating the light.
Yeah, there was one that was like the size of like four city blocks or something.
That was this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, yo, this isn't just like four lights in the sky, like a bunch of flares is what the military said it was like the next day, right? This is like one
single
shape that is blocking out the night sky. Like, what's up with that? And then all the newscasts about it are laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one. It's sort of weird how uniform all that is. Like, there's not anyone just being like, this is kind of crazy. We talked to a bunch of witnesses. They all saw the same thing. But instead, they're like, you know, hey, Carol, you watch the X-Files? Apparently some people watch a little too much.
Well, I mean, we're conditioned to believe a certain reality, too. So there's that. Like, imagine being, like, back in the, I don't know, 1400s or whenever all those explorers were exploring the world. And, like, you're one of, like, the native tribes in one of the places they were visiting, and then all of a sudden this huge craft comes out of the ocean that you've never seen before, and these white tall people come off the boat, and it's like, that probably sounds unbelievable to, like, if you told that story to some other tribe,
yeah,
you know, because it's like,
get to believe
it's pretty crazy. Like, you hadn't seen that yet.
Yeah.
In your reality. So that wasn't even a possibility in your realm of what's, you know, in your realm of reality. So yeah, I don't know. Like, we could just think of all this stuff as hokey and far-fetched because we just haven't been, it hasn't been introduced to our reality.
I think they mix the true with the fake. And
they do.
And they do a great job of it. Makes a perfect swirl.
That's how they keep us controlled.
Yep. Well, that's all the time we have for
today.
Anyway,
guys, that's everybody. All the time we have today.
But we hope that you all had
a great
week.
Eerie time with us.
Exactly.
In this alien episode.
Let's go.
That injects some of Nikki's tinfoil hat conspiracies.
I think all of them. We got them all in one.
All in one. We were bundled deal.
Yeah.
We talk about aliens, we got to talk about the government fucking us.
And Hollow Earth.
And Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm a couple years from the alien invasion hoax?
Yeah, like 5 years.
5 years. Okay. Nikki says 5 years in 2023. Let's find out.
Yeah. I mean, they got to do something. Global pandemic didn't work. Nice try.
Nice. Perfect ender. All right. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye-byes. Bye.